Joining me is former Hereford striker Steve Pearce. So the summer of 1999, you joined Hereford United. The previous season, you scored a lot of goals for Hales Owen in the Dr. Martins League. Were there a lot of teams interested in you that summer?
Yeah, to be honest, I'd had two fantastic seasons, goal scoring wise, in the non-league. And to be honest, at the end of that season, the phone was red hot. So that, you know, I got to the stage where I didn't even want to answer because it was just manager after manager. I mean, it felt great. I felt wanted. But also, it was, you know, not a nice situation to be in because I was kind of getting forced to go one way and then another way. And it was quite a pressure time, to be honest.
What made you choose Hereford United?
Well, I'd obviously worked with Graham Turner before during my time at Wolves. I had a lot of respect for him as a man and a coach, from, you know, obviously what he'd done before. And I'll be honest, one of the other main reasons was I did see it as a platform to hopefully get back into the league, you know, playing-wise, either with Hereford or, you know, if I could go there, score a load of goals, do well, get myself noticed, and then hopefully get, you know, another move, you know, back into proper full-time football. Obviously, it would have been nice to do with Hereford and see where it went from there. It was the full-time aspect, really, that, you know, because playing part-time up until that point. I did want to get back into full-time football, and I saw it as my last chance, really, to, you know, try and make a go and have a decent career.
Did you find the full-time training made your injury problems worse?
I don't know. To be honest, I really don't know. Every player is completely different. I mean, during my time there was a lad called Chris Lane, who played right back. And he could literally walk out onto the training ground, no stretches, no nothing, put his leg up above his head, kick a ball as hard as he could, you know, and he'd never pull a muscle, he'd never do anything. Now, I don't know whether, because my game was based more on speed, that was my main asset, whether that hindered me, as in I did need a lot of warming up, you know, for my muscles to be fully stretched. And I don't know, when I suffered my back injury, that seemed to be the catalyst for a whole catalogue of things go wrong. And that was, you know, the real frustrating thing for myself.
Are there any games that stick out in the memory for you?
Obviously, funnily enough, my first game at home against Nuneaton Borough, because they were one of the teams I nearly joined before I went to Hereford. And we won, I think we won 1-0, and I know I scored in it. And you know, it was brilliant. It was a perfect way to start off in front of the home crowd. You know, I had a decent game. I scored a good goal. And everything was, yeah, brilliant. This is the way forward. And then I'd say the other one that sticks out in my mind is when I actually did my back injury, which was probably about 10 games down the line. We was playing away at Southport. And I can still remember it now. The big heavy tackle came into me from behind. I got smashed from behind. Went on the floor, and I felt my leg twitch. It was really strange feelings, if the nerve had been hit or also it was weird. And I came off, and then the next morning woke up. I could barely move, and that was the downfall of, you know, the start of all my injuries, which was just became an absolute nightmare.
You were at Edgar Street for 3 years, 3-year contract, but you were ravaged by injuries. How did it work? How was your relationship with Graham Turner? Because he was the chairman then, and obviously he was paying wages to you, but you weren't playing much. How did that affect your relationship with him?
Yeah, I mean, again, to be honest, everything was brilliant to start with. And Graham's obviously been in the game a long time. He knows, you know, what can happen with injuries, and unfortunately, I think what happened with me was because the injuries went on, and then I kind of got back to playing again, and it was, you know, he fully supportive of me, and then I think the next pre-season, the season two, I think I pulled both my quads, and then I pulled my hamstrings, and I think it was all to do with this back injury that I had, that my skeletal systems were out of line, and this is what I was told anyway. But the real problem for myself was, because of the financial situation that was going on at Hereford, we actually didn't have a full-time physio there. So, I mean, Ian Rogerson was doing his training and his courses at the time, so he, you know, on a day-to-day basis, any knocks or niggles he would take care of. But there was actually no proper full-time physio there, which obviously was no good for myself and anyone else with any long-term injuries. In fact, I actually ended up going to Birmingham City and seeing their physio there, a chap called Neil McDiarmid, who actually got me back playing within about 6-7 weeks. But I think the frustration with Graham, obviously, you know, I know I was on decent money there and I wasn't playing because of my injuries, and the frustrations grew. And in fairness to him, I think he did try to wrap me in cotton wool at times, you know, don't come training, sit out because we want you playing. And then for myself, I would then play, and then I'd get another injury that would set me back again. And I think he just reached ahead with his frustrations, and, you know, the inevitable happened, and he kind of crazy as it sounds, banished me from the club. That was that.
So was he still paying you, but you weren't allowed to train with anybody?
Yes, I was still being paid. And like I say, at the time, I was still nursing my back injury and a couple of other niggles that kept coming along. And I just couldn't seem to get a run of weeks without an injury, to be honest. Like I say, he sent me away from the club and told me to stay away until further notice. And like I say, that was probably halfway through the second season. It was just before we played Yeovil on a Tuesday night, and I played on the Saturday. I've come on, I think it was away at Morecambe, and I scored. And on the coach on the way back, I could feel my hamstring, and I think, I don't believe this, you know. And then we came into training on the Monday morning. He told, you know, let me up in Cornwall, keep me for the Yeovil game on the Tuesday. And I just knew I wasn't fit. I could barely run. My hamstring was killing me, and I went in to see him. And like I say, I told him I can't do it, and he thought I was bottling it. And, you know, one thing led to another, and a bit of an argument. And he said, right, that's it. Stay away from the club until further notice.
How did you come back? Because the following season, Phil Robinson took over briefly. Did he kind of get you back into the fold?
I mean, it's so long ago now, my memory's not the best, but I think I went away on loan back to my old club, Halesowe. I played a few games there, and like I said, I then did get fit again. And then I think my last year there, I think it was, I've got to be honest, it was a case of I was more fit than I, you know, I can remember being on the bench a lot or in the squad but not picked to play, and a lot of it, I think, you know, Graham had obviously lost his patience with me and didn't want to play me for whatever reason. I never really got much of a looking in the third year, which was a shame. But like I say, Graham had his reasons, and there were other players he brought in who had done okay as well. So I just kind of had to, you know, turn up, train and see what came of it.
And finally, are you still involved or do you still follow football today?
I absolutely love football to bits. I was doing some coaching for probably the last 5-6 years with my stepson. I took their team from, I think it was under 9s, all the way up to last year under 15s. You know, he's a great little player, and I loved doing the coaching and loved seeing the players develop. To be honest, and I've kind of kept one hand in the game as I've gone along and got older.